on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's a call for more resources to be urgently allocated to the mental health sector. It's coming from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, which says only 1 in 10 people currently has access to treatment. The organization's Fatima Sidat says it means 90% of people can't get the mental health care they need. She's revealed that SADC alone receives between 2 and 3,000 calls a day. Sidat says less than 5% of the national budget is allocated to mental health.
When you look at the numbers in comparison to the amount of money that's put towards mental health care, it doesn't make sense for us to sit quietly and watch this. When we receive calls from numerous people on a daily basis seeking assistance, desperately in need of help, and they aren't able to get the help because they can't afford. And if they do use public health care systems, they either are not being helped or they have not enough beds.
A law expert says the murder case of Amanzi Mtoti pastor Liesel Tiaga won't go any further with the death of her accused husband. The Correctional Services Department says Werner Tiaga passed away in a Durban hospital yesterday from medical complications. Werner had been facing a premeditated murder charge following the killing of his wife in October 2021. Criminal law lecturer at the University of Pretoria, Llewellyn Kerr-Lewis, says while the state cannot prosecute a deceased person, there is another option the victim's family could pursue should they wish.
The prosecutor, well, indirectly actually the court itself, will insist on receiving the certificate of death signed by a medical practitioner to confirm that the deceased has passed on. Once that is submitted to court, that will be the end of the criminal trial. The only thing left for the family of the victim, the complainant's family, in other words, is basically to proceed with a civil lawsuit against the deceased estate of the accused. That is on the assumption that there is a civil case to be made out.
KZN Premier Nomusa Dubengcube says she's hoping everyone who receives training under a newly launched labour programme will get a job. She was speaking at the Durban Exhibition Centre today. Earlier this month, the Labour Minister Thula Sinxele launched a 23 billion rand programme aimed at tackling the country's unemployment crisis. Dubengcube says the initiative will provide skills training and small enterprise support.
They are now going to be trained for about 6 to 12 months. And during that training, they're going to be opened to a lot of other opportunities and possibilities that are available within those industries. During that time, they will also be told that we've got Operation Vula, we've got Youth Fund, we've got Zimele Fund, we've got all these funding that are available to you to apply so that you can now open your own business. And as they open their businesses, they now are confident to say, I now know how to run this business.
Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Dortmund manager Edin Terzic wants his team to make the most of their home ground advantage when they take on Atletico Madrid in the Champions League tonight. Rafa Nadal is back in action today at the Barcelona Open, and five South Africans have qualified for aquatics at the Olympic Games.